intervening years. Queen Street. In 1787, 3 years after moving to Glasnevin, the Macaulays moved yet again, and this time to Queen Street, right in the heart of Dublin. Mrs. St. George, a very old Protestant friend, persuaded Eleanor that it would be much more convenient for her and the children to live closer to the city. Being the kind of person who was easily led, she took the advice and bought a lease on part of Mrs. St. George's property at number 52, which was to be their home for the next 12 years. By this time, Eleanor had become used to life without James, and with the help of her many friends and relatives, she began to make her way back into the social circle of Dublin's middle-class city life. While she was busy enjoying life, she did not neglect the education of her children. She realized the importance of a proper tuition. Their religious education was less important to her. She was very much influenced by her Protestant friends, who constantly pressed her to forget her Catholic roots and adopt their faith. But Eleanor wasn't really bothered too much about any faith. Her lifestyle didn't leave her much time to practice anything. She was a most extravagant woman and spent money like there was no end to it. And of course there was. Her fortune began to dwindle bit by bit, but Eleanor gave no thought to the future. Mary was growing up to be a lot like her mother in every way, fun-loving and also extravagant. She adored getting dressed up for parties and enjoyed all the fine young men who came calling on her. As the years rolled on, Catherine and herself grew close. They shared many things in common, but Mary failed to understand Catherine's passion for the poor. When she and her mother would set off on shopping expeditions to keep up with the latest Paris fashions, Catherine would set out, usually with her cousin Anne Conway, on her own expedition to visit her beloved poor. So like her father, she was amiable and kind. The two would take whatever food they could carry, and not a bit was ever brought home. Not only did they bring food to the poor, but they also brought comfort by their smiling presence. During the years living in Queen Street, despite no encouragement from her mother and plenty of opposition from the Protestant friends, Catherine received the gift of the Spirit and confirmation in St. Paul's Arran Quay. God was busy in Catherine's life. Seeds of courage were being planted, and she was allowing them to grow. God was daring her to be different, and she was being just that. During this time, she received her first Holy Communion. She met Jesus in a special way, and now she would get to know him just like her daddy did. The latest fashion and clothes was far from the most important thing in Catherine's life. But sometimes, just to keep Mary and her dear mother happy, she would wear something beautiful and accompany them to whatever occasion it might be. Heads would turn at the sight of the Macaulay girls. Mary so elegant, and Catherine always dignified. James was very proud of his sisters. He loved to introduce them to his friends. "May I present my older sister Mary and my younger sister Catherine, or if you like, Kitty. And by the way, she's the best dancer in Dublin." That was the truth. If the occasion was a ball, Kitty was never off the floor. On September 28th, 1798, Catherine was 20 years old. Eleanor was not her usual self on that day. It was obvious she had been losing weight, and she also had a very nasty cough. "Mummy, are you not feeling well?" Catherine inquired. "No, darling, I'm afraid I feel awful." Within 3 weeks, Eleanor Macaulay's health deteriorated rapidly. Not only did she suffer the dreaded disease of lungs and chest, but her mind was in turmoil. She had neglected her faith, the faith of her children, and was deeply troubled. Catherine suffered for her mother, and this had a lasting effect on her. It pained her to see her so disturbed. On October 21st, Eleanor died. It had been a difficult struggle, and Catherine carried with her for the rest of her life a terrible fear of dying.